Black Coffee, a novel adapted by Charles Osborne from the play by Agatha Christie, read by John Moffat. Hercule Poirot sat at breakfast in his small but agreeably cosy flat in Whitehall Mansions. He had enjoyed his brioche and his cup of hot chocolate. Unusually, for he was a creature of habit and rarely varied his breakfast routine, he had asked his valet George to make him a second cup of chocolate. While awaiting it, he glanced again at the morning's post, which lay on his breakfast table. Meticulously tidy as always, he had placed the discarded envelopes in one neat pile. They had been opened very carefully with the paper knife in the form of a miniature sword which his old friend Hastings had given him for a birthday many years ago. A second pile contained those communications he found of no interest, circulars mostly, which in a moment he would ask George to dispose of. The third pile consisted of those letters which would require an answer of some kind, or at least an acknowledgement. These would be dealt with after breakfast, and in any case not before 10 o'clock. Poirot thought it not quite professional to begin a routine working day before 10. When he was on a case, well, of course, that was different. He remembered that once he and Hastings had set out well before dawn in order to... But no. Poirot did not want his thoughts to dwell on the past, the happy past. Their last case, involving an international crime organization known as the Big Four, had been brought to a satisfactory conclusion, and Hastings had returned to the Argentine, his wife, and his ranch. Although his old friend was temporarily back in London on business connected with the ranch, it was highly unlikely that Poirot and he would find themselves working together again to solve a crime. Was that why Hercule Poirot was feeling restless on this fine spring morning in May 19?